It's BBC Radio Sheffield. It's 8 minutes past four. Now, Sheffield's been named one of 10 places in the UK to get extra cash from the government to help children and teenagers in the city to stay in the classroom and avoid a life of crime. Schools in the city will have access to a programme designed to stop children being excluded and to improve school attendance. Just over £3.7 million is being invested in the scheme. The idea is to try and stop them from getting involved in criminal activity like so-called county line drug networks, where dealers use children to move drugs around the country. Tuesday Rhodes is head teacher of Sheffield Inclusion Centre. They're involved in the programme. Tuesday, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking an interest in our project.
It's a great pleasure.
We're very excited about it.
Thanks for talking to us on BBC Radio Sheffield. Now, you must be pleased to be one of the schools picked for this scheme then.
Well, it's a bit more exciting than that, Howard, because what we have been chosen to be is part of another scheme that's attached to this one, which has actually meant that we've got £750,000 coming into school to spend on extra workers and agency workers to work with our young people. Because, as I don't know if people know, but all our children that come to the centre are permanently excluded from mainstream schools. So for us, you know, we really need to put a lot of time and effort into our children and keeping them on the straight and narrow and making sure they get the qualifications and they sort of have a bit of a fresh start in life.
So why do you think Sheffield was picked as a hot spot then?
I know our crime numbers are high, and our knife crime in particular with our young people is higher than a lot of cities in the country. And we are seeing that is on the increase, unfortunately. So I think that was the data that meant that we were chosen as a bit of a hotspot, which, okay, is a negative, but what has come out of it is a huge positive for us.
So for the Sheffield Inclusion Centre, then, you have this money. What are you going to do with it?
Well, not what we are going to do with it, what we have done with it. So what we have done, the programme started in October. We've now got a team of four youth workers, a youth offending worker, a therapist, a transitions coach and an SEN support worker to work with families who are sort of trying to navigate their way through the special needs sort of barriers and hurdles that they have to jump through to get a diagnosis or support for their children. So what we've got is a nice team working together now who have been working together for a month. And this has meant that we've been able to, so our youth workers, for example, we're planning to open and extend the hours of youth clubs. So we're actually we're having somewhere where children want to go. And, you know, if they're interested in music, then we're going to have a specialised sort of music youth club. We're already starting to think about that in Page Hall, and a couple of our mega youth workers, shout out to Connor and to Kelly, have already started a music project and working with the Roma Slovak community, who are very creative, very interested in performing arts, and that's gone down well so far. So we've got just lots of support, and the money has had to be used on personnel, on staffing. And what we're trying to do is get now funding into school to be able to sort of get these projects up and running and off the ground, which we've, you know, been able to do quite successfully with quite a bit of sponsorship from different people in the community. And I don't know if anybody would be interested in working with some of our students or offering a work experience placement, because we're finding that kind of experience of work and sort of, you know, getting the hands dirty, because a lot of our children tend to be very good doers, you know, very good at practical subjects, but haven't necessarily been great at sitting in a classroom and doing English, maths and science. Although obviously we do focus on those as key to moving on. So it's just been it's been transformational already, and we're only a month into the project.
So why is it so difficult to keep some pupils interested in education then, being in the classroom?
Well, I think education is different for different children, isn't it? I mean, if you think about GCSEs, nearly half of our children don't get up to the level, and that's nationally, where they should be. So already the system is sort of telling people that you haven't reached that level, which is, you know, not a motivating factor for them. So I think what we try and do is look at what the children are very good at, which does tend to be practical subjects, vocational subjects, which will then get them into trades and get them into, you know, areas of work that are always going to be available. One young man said to me today, says, I'm going to be an electrician because, you know, soon you won't be able to have a diesel car. They'll all be electric cars. And these are the kind of things that, you know, my boys are saying to me and, you know, thinking about their futures and thinking about the bigger picture as well, which was a lovely moment today.
Must be incredibly rewarding then to help children who might have ended up maybe, I don't know, taking a different route, maybe into criminality.
Well, that's it. And what our basis is really for this project is thinking the busier we can keep our children, the more we can show them there is an alternative to, you know, compared to those kinds of lines that they could go down, that we're trying to sort of show them, you know, our children don't have much, some of them don't have much in the way of self-confidence because they feel that they've failed in school. So the more we can show them that, yes, you are talented at this, you're talented at that, and these are the opportunities available to you. So we feel like we're kind of opening up a world to them that they perhaps didn't think was out there for them, which, you know, we've had some really good gains already with our students. We've got a young man on a mechanics work experience placement. He's a boy who wasn't attending very much at all, was kind of maybe getting in with the wrong crowd a little bit. And now we feel that we've got him on the, you know, we've got a mentor for him at his place of work. He's also doing his English, maths and science, but he's more motivated to do his English and maths and science because he can see a way through. So, yeah.
It sounds a really incredible job that you're doing down there. Thanks ever so much for talking about it on BBC Radio Sheffield Tuesday.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Tuesday Rhodes, head teacher of the Sheffield Inclusion Centre, which is one of 22 schools chosen for a new government project to help kids in the classroom and stay away from a life of crime.
A while ago I heard the sound of children's laughter. Now it's quiet, so I guess they left the park.